A town in which both Jewish and non-Jewish people live in that town. And there was a bathhouse in that town, which was open on Shabbat. The bathhouse was owned by a guy. Now, if the guy would open up the bathhouse and heat up the water on Shabbat because he knows that Jewish people will come wash in that bathhouse after Shabbat, so he's heating it up for a Jewish person. In such a case, the Jewish person would not be allowed to wash in that bathhouse immediately after Shabbat. He would have to wait the Kedei Sheyasu, meaning the amount of time it would take to heat up the bathhouse after Shabbat. That's how long he would have to wait before he washed in that bathhouse. And that is the din that a guy who does a malacha for Yisrael on Shabbat, Yisrael cannot benefit from that malacha until he waits after Shabbat. But Kedei Sheyasu, the amount of time that it would take to do that malacha after Shabbat, as a Jewish person is not allowed to benefit from that work. So therefore, if he waits the amount of time of B'kidei Sheyasu, he is not benefiting from the work, as he has waited enough time for the guy to have done the malacha after Shabbos, he is not benefiting at all from the fact that the guy did it on Shabbos. But if the guy heated up the bathhouse for other Goyim, just the Jewish people also wash in that bathhouse, but when he heated up the bathhouse on Shabbos, his intention wasn't to heat it up for the Israelim that are coming in after Shabbos. He intended to heat it up for the Goyim that were coming in on Shabbos. In such a case, since the guy did not do a malacha for a Yisrael, then the Yisrael would be allowed to benefit from that malacha immediately after Shabbos. So the Mishnah teaches us, Imrov Nachrim Rochet Miyad. The Imrov Yisrael Yamtin Kidei Sheyichamu Acham. If most people who live in this town are Nachrim, are non-Jewish people, so when the guy heated up the bathhouse on Shabbos, he most likely heated it up for the rov, for the Goyim that live in that town. They are the rov. He wasn't heating it up for the Israelim that come in after Shabbat, as the Israelim in that town are only a miyat, they're only a minority in that town. So since he is not doing a malacha for a Yisrael, so a Yisrael would be allowed to wash in that bathhouse immediately after Shabbat. But if most people who live in that town are Jewish people, so when the guy heated up the bathhouse, he most likely heated it up for the Israelim that would come wash in that bathhouse after Shabbat, as he has in mind for the rov, for the majority of the people who are Yisraelim. In such a case, the Yisrael would not be allowed to wash in that bathhouse immediately after Shabbat. He would have to wait after Shabbat the amount of time it would take to heat it up after Shabbat. He would have to wait Kedei Sheyasu, how long it would take for the guy to do that malacha after Shabbat. The Yisrael is not allowed to benefit from a malacha that a guy does for the Yisrael on Shabbat. Mechza lemechza, Yamtin Kedei Sheyichamu Hachamim. If half the people in that town are Yisrael and half the people are Goyim, in such a case, the Yisrael who wants to wash in that bathhouse after Shabbos would have to wait the amount of time that it would take to heat up the water after Shabbos. And since half the people who live in that town are Yisraelim, when the guy heated up the bathhouse on Shabbos, he had in mind also to heat it up for the Yisraelim that live in that town, so he did the malacha for the Yisraelim. So therefore, you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha after Shabbos until you wait. B'kidei Sheyas. Rabbi Huda Omer Bambati Ktana Im Yesh Barashos Rochet Bamiya. Rabbi Huda said, if the bathhouse in that town is an Ambati Ktana, a small bathhouse, in such a case, even if there are Rov Yisraelim in that town, even if the majority of the people who live in that town are Jewish, if there is a Rashus in that town, Rashus is referring to a very prominent person such as a Melech. A Melech is referred to as Rashus because Rashus means permission. A Melech has permission to do as he pleases. He can do whatever he wants. Nobody can tell him what to do. In such a case, since there is a Rashus in that town, a Yisrael who lives there can wash in that bathhouse immediately after Shabbat. And since there is a prominent person in that town, when the bathhouse was heated up, it was most likely heated up for that prominent person who is a guy. So even though the majority of the people who live in that town are Yisraelim, we assume the bathhouse was heated up for the guy who is an Adav Chashuv, who is a prominent person. So since the malacha was not done for a Yisrael, Yisrael who washed in that bathhouse will not have to wait for Kedei Sheyasu, he can wash in that bathhouse immediately after Shabbos. The Gemara said, what is considered an Adam Chashev? How do we know? If there's a person in that town who's an Adam Chashev, somebody who has 10 Avarim, 10 servants, who would heat him up 10 kettles of hot water at the same time, such a person is considered an Adam Chashev. And if that person lives in this town, when the bathhouse is heated up, it's heated up for that person, not for the Israelim who live in that town. Somebody who lives in a town in which both Jewish and non-Jewish people live in that town. And after Shabbat, he found that there was vegetables being sold by a guy that had been picked by the guy on Shabbat. Now, if if the malacha was done by the gut with the intent of selling it to a Jewish person. In such a case, since the malacha was done for a Yisrael, the Yisrael would not be allowed to benefit from that vegetable immediately after Shabbat. He would have to wait the Kadesh Yasu, the amount of time it would have taken the gut to do the malacha after Shabbat. The Mishnah tells us, Im rov akum lokeach miyat. Im rov Yisrael yamtin Kadesh Yavo mimakum kar. If both of the people who live in that town are guy, so when the guy picked the vegetable to sell them after Shabbat, he didn't pick them with the mind to sell them to a Jewish person. Since most of the people who live in that town are not Jewish, he probably picked them with the mind to sell them to the guy that live in that town. So therefore, in such a case, the Yisrael is allowed to buy the vegetable right away from the guy and benefit from the vegetable right away, since no malacha was done for the Yisrael on Shabbos by the guy. But if most of the people who live in that town are Jewish, so when the guy picked the vegetable, he picked them with the mind to sell them to the Yisrael, so therefore, he did a malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos. In such a case, Yisrael is not allowed to buy the vegetable immediately after Shabbos from the guy. Instead, he has to wait the amount of time it would take the guy to go to the closest vegetable patch and pick the vegetables and bring them over to sell them. And even though the vegetable the guy is selling to the Yisrael is not necessarily from the closest vegetable patch, it might have come from a more distant vegetable patch. But the whole reason why we have to wait the Kadesh Yasu when the guy does the malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos is so that Yisrael would not come to ask the guy to do a malacha for him on Shabbat. And we don't want that a Yisrael should ask the guy to do a malacha for him. And that way the Yisrael can benefit from that malacha immediately after Shabbat, as opposed to if he would do the malacha himself, he would have to wait until after Shabbat to do the malacha, and it would take him a while to benefit from the malacha. So he might ask the guy to do a malacha for him on Shabbat, and that way he can benefit from that malacha immediately after Shabbat. So since we don't want a Yisrael to do that, as it's also to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbat. So the Rabbanan said that when a guy does a malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos, even though the Yisrael did not instruct him to do so, the Yisrael cannot benefit from that malacha immediately after Shabbos. He has to wait the amount of time it would take to do that malacha after Shabbos. So therefore, since that's the reason Rabbanan said that Yisrael has to wait for Kadesh Yasu, it's enough that the Yisrael waits the amount of time it would take for the guy to go pick the vegetable from the closest vegetable patch. So even if we know for sure that these vegetables come from a very distant vegetable patch, you don't have to wait that long. You don't have to wait the amount of time it would take for the guy to go to that distant vegetable patch and pick the vegetable to bring it here. It's enough that you wait the amount of time it would take for the guy to pick the vegetable from the closest vegetable patch and bring it over here. Mechta lemechta yamtin kadesh yavo mimakom karov. If half the people who live in that town are Israelim and the other half are guy, the guy picked the vegetable and sold them after Shabbos, in such a case, we have to assume he had in mind also to sell them to Israelim, since half the people living in that town are Israelim. So in such a case also, you have to wait the amount of time it would take for the guy to pick the vegetables from the closest vegetable patch. But if in that town there is a resource, there is a very prominent guy who lives in that town, a guy who has a lot of servants. In such a case, even if the majority of the people who live in that town are Israelim, when the guy picked the vegetables to sell them, he had in mind to sell them to that Adam Chasu who buys a lot of food. So therefore, no malacha was done for the Yisrael. So the Yisrael would be allowed to buy the vegetable immediately after Shabbat from the guy. He would not have to wait for Kadesh Yasu. Since the malacha was not done for the Yisraelim, they were done for the Adam Chasu who lives in that town.